Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are you listening to?
That is This Will Not End Well by the Cincinnati band Wussy. A band beloved by me and roughly 850 other people around the world that goes out to the final weekend of the Grizzlies regular season.
Is Wussy still together and producing music?
Apparently they got a new record that's coming out. I was in Cincinnati last spring when we went to Columbus for the NCAA tournament, and I stopped at Shake It Records in Cincinnati, which is a record store that releases their stuff, and bought tons of stuff and chatted with the owner. He said, yeah, it was just meeting with Chuck and Lisa last night, talking about the new record they're working on. So hopefully they got something coming out.
When did you discover Wussy?
Well, it's two main singer-songwriter guitarists, Chuck Cleaver and this younger woman, Lisa Walker, who were a couple at one point. I don't think they are anymore. Chuck Cleaver had previously been, and I don't know what it is with the student, his terrible band names, but he had previously been in a band in the 90s called the Ass Ponies, which were a great band. And so I already knew about him from that band, and then he reconstituted with this new band, Wussy, with an even better singer-songwriter. Lisa Walker is an amazing singer-songwriter, the whole shebang. But anyway, no one knows that band, but people should check them out.
What's the best record, album? What's their best album?
Either the first one, which is called Funeral Dress, or the one that's like their fifth album called Attica. Those are my two favorites.
All right. Grizzlies wind up the season this weekend. Tonight, LeBron and the Lakers, and then Denver. This will not end well. It's actually a pretty good way in a meaningless season if you want to see two massive superstars, and I presume they're both going to play because they have things to play for, right?
The Lakers do. We'll see about Denver. Right. Last day of the season, who knows? I mean, You know, maybe they'll have the one seed wrapped up. Maybe they won't. But, yeah, there's a decent chance you'll see it. You'll see those guys.
Brandon Clark, hand contusion. He will not play.
Hand contusion, okay. I mean, they could have just gone with the injury management from the other thing.
Hand contusion. Right. Cannot be expected to play with a hand contusion. LeBron has had a remarkable year. Is shooting 54%, 41% from three, 59% from two. There was an argument over at ESPN today about whether he should be All-NBA and whether, in fact, a 500 team, basically 500 team, could have two All-NBA players on it. Do you, in principle, object to Anthony Davis and LeBron James both being All-NBA?
No, I don't object to that in principle. I don't have a vote, so I haven't done the work in terms of who I would vote for, but they would certainly both be on the list of people I would consider, that's for sure.
I want to get to your You've published your 27, and I've just tweeted out your 27 best moments from this season. There was talk, Kentucky apparently has zeroed in on their basketball coach, Mark Pope, and apparently did not reach out to, or whatever, Billy Donovan. Billy Donovan, has he done a good job in the NBA?
He's done a serviceable job in the NBA. It's hard to separate coaching from what a coach has to work with.
Right.
And it feels like that Bulls team has been what it should be based on their roster, which is an average basketball team. So he's taken an average roster and coached it to average results pretty much. So, it's really hard to judge. The thing I wonder about with him, Drew brought this up on our Grizzlies pod about him, And my first thought was like, you know, you're in the NBA. Why would you want to go coach in college basketball?
Right.
But how much longer is he going to be head coach in the NBA? And when the Bulls thing runs its course, is he going to get another head coaching job?
I
don't know. So do you want to be an NBA assistant or a commentator, or do you want to go be the head coach of Kentucky?
He might get another one. He has not done a bad job.
No,
I mean,
he might.
If you look at Kobe White and
there's only 30 of them.
Russo and
there's only 30 of them, so I don't think it's like a certainty that he definitely he's not Budenholzer, you know, who I think will get another. We'll be back in it.
All right. The list is up. 27. It's a pessimistic number, Chris. 27 for their 27 wins.
Their 27 wins. I mean, I thought about 25, but then I gave them a couple because that's more of the round number, half of what I usually do. But I went ahead and, you know, gave them a couple more. Any more than that, I would have probably needed to break it into two parts. I didn't want to break it into two parts this season.
Often you do 50, right?
That's what I typically do. The last few 50. Years. I mean, I've been doing this since the Memphis Flyer days, so it's sort of accordioned from 10 to 82, but I've sort of settled on 50 recently.
And so, Jeffrey, have you looked at this, by the way?
I looked at it when you...
When I asked you for the one. Yeah. I would venture that fewer people have seen all of these moments, or these moments, than any other moments list of recent vintage, anyway, that you've done, just because a lot of them were done in games that were sort of meaningless, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, they've only won 27 games.
Right.
They've only won
right.
9 home games. And right. so, by definition, if meaning can only be derived in winning a game in the service of making the playoffs, then none of them have meaning. You know?
Well, early
But that's not the point
Josh
of my list.
Still, I know. That's not. I'm not. I'm just saying I think people will, oh, yeah, I didn't see that when it happened. Whereas I think the norm of a lot of these lists of recent vintage have jarred your memory of things that you witnessed.
Right.
And some people watched every Grizzly game this year, but a lot of people, you know, they may have missed Jaren's corner three the other day, which was where on your list? Jaren's corner three against Milwaukee was 11.
Okay, there we go.
Right. Great, great.
Yeah.
Unbelievable shot. Fabulous. Deserving of 11. But a lot of people may have not been watching.
Sure. I think especially things later in the season. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially things later in the season. Jaws was still, well, we'll get to that in a minute, in the service winning. All righty. So I want to, it is a number 20, just to start with, this is what, to start with number 27. 27 was Vince Williams doing the hokey pokey.
Yeah, just a really sort of, you know, a thing, you know, basketball in some ways has become so sort of regimented where you think about like the roles people play and the styles are the similar and whatever. So I like just quirky little bits of stuff that happens in game, little bits of business. And this is, he gets an offensive rebound and he pump fakes and there's a big dude in front of him. So he dribbles out and does a complete 360, dribbles right back to the same dude and makes a shot. I like that sort of sense of improvisation that happens in basketball.
And one of the great things is do you have video of all of these? You have video of
Some of them are still photos, but there's an embed connected
to
each moment.
Connected to each moment. So if you missed it the first time around, you go to the piece and you can catch up. But I won't go through all 27. 26 is Zaire Williams. It involved defense.
Yeah, he got a deflection. It's last possession, the game on the TNT game, last game before the All-Star break against Milwaukee, national TV game. The Grizzlies are up a couple, I don't know, two or three. Last possession, Damian Lillard's got the ball. How many times has he pulled up and hit a game winning or game tying three? And Zaire Williams is sort of on the island with him initially, and you know, clamps him down and pokes the ball away and seals the game. So, a game sealing defensive play.
All right, let's go through the top 10. Assist of the season, Marcus Smart.
Yeah, that's the thing I tend to do on the list. I tend to have like a sequence of the season and assist of the season. That's the one where he's diving on the floor and is early in the season and reaches down with one hand and flips the ball up to David Roddy coming baseline for a layup. Maybe it was a dunk.
9, new villain in town.
Yeah, that was one of these great little quirky moments. And that one, I ended up using some fan. And like, shout out to whatever fan. I hope you don't mind me using
Desert
your tweet.
Desert Squirrel.
Yeah,
Desert
I mean, it's a public thing, so I used it. Because this is not something that the official channels like clipped and put up. And I mean, I probably should have clipped it and put it up myself in the moment. But it's just this little wrinkle of something in the game if you're watching closely. And it's the second time Houston had come to town. because they won the first time, Houston did, Dylan Brooks' return game. And it's the second time they're coming to town, and it's late in the game, and Dylan Brooks is throwing an inbounds pass, and Vince Williams is guarding him. And Vince Williams just reaches out and dismissively kicks the ball away the first time he attempts to throw it in. Then the second time he gets a deflection and steal and sets up some points.
Eight Ja on the receiving end.
Ja, one of the few games he had back, that's an alley-oop dunk, and that's one that just, it's a two-hand hands behind his head, and the elbows are literally right up to the rim, and that's sort of the spectacular part of that.
Seven, the relentless hustle of Vince Williams Jr.
That's another thing that, that's Steve Jones, who used to be the video coordinator for the Grizzlies, who's now, a podcaster. He clipped that up, because that's another one that, the official team and TV channels don't really clip up, because it's not like a big basket or whatever. It's just the sequence of Vince Williams making four hustle plays in a row that results in a big basket and a road win.
These as the games as the season unfolds. Right?
I keep sort of a running list. Yeah,
yeah. Six is,
and that play to me was just embodied the whole aura of Vince Williams and what I think is great about him.
Six is a winning trip.
That's Jared's game winner at San Antonio, and that's, again, it's late in the season, so both teams are out of the playoffs. But when you only win 27 games, there aren't that many game-winning shots.
Right.
and that's one, and that's a pretty impressive game-winning shot. This lefty floater from 10 feet out in the lane off the dribble, and it sort of embodied. A, it's a game-winning shot, and B, it sort of embodied Jaren's growth as a isolation scorer.
The fifth best moment in the season, hammer to nail to coffin.
Yeah, that was just a great sequence. And that's then the second time they went to New Orleans, not the game where Ja's return game, but they went back shortly after that and won again. And that's just a real tic-tac-toe play, to sort of ice the game in overtime. That goes Marcus Smart to Desmond Bane to Marcus Smart again to Ja Morant for the alley-oop. And just sort of embodiment of sort of the teamwork among those guys.
So then we get to the top four. And I think
the top four to me were clear in whatever order. And then it's just plays I like.
I was going to say, the top four, I was about to say, there's a different tier here.
Yeah.
The top four are in a different tier.
Yeah.
And I think four is definitely should be four, because the other three are even greater. Four is Ja and Mount Wemby.
Yeah, I actually had that at three, and then I moved it down to a little bit of space between two Ja moments. But that's, there are multiple, Ja Wemby. In the first game they played against each other, they sort of went at each other three or four times over the course of the game. And that's the final one where he got the dunk on him.
Three, the birth of TNT Gigi.
Yeah, the big game he had on MLK Day, and then the moment in particular is the post-game interview where he's, lighting up at being able to talk to Shaquille O'Neal.
That was so much fun when he got to talk to Shaq in that moment. Two is the core four.
Yeah, the whole Marcus All Night and the core four reunion. I pinpointed the core four reunion as the specific moment, but really the entirety of that night, is definitely one of the highlights of the season.
And number one. Jeffrey, do we have it? Do we have number one?
Here Indeed.
We're going to play number one.
So we have, I have both Eric's call and...
Well, let's listen to both calls.
All right, we'll play Eric's first.
Yep. Great call on that. The Grizzlies are down. We're down a timeout. They used the final
this
one there.
Yeah.
And Morant wanted to go. Grizzlies got to get out of that huddle as the timeout clock ticks down. The play has been drawn up. And now we're going to get the horn. The referees are going to tell him. We got to break the huddle. They ask Taylor Jenkins where he wants the ball inbounded. Grizzlies are going right to left on the radio dial. The ball will be inbounded from across the floor from their bench. They are attacking the basket towards their bench. Dyson Daniels has entered the game for the Pelicans for another athletic wing, as well as Najee Marshall, Brandon Ingram, Herb Jones, and Trey Murphy, all interchangeable pieces. Ball into the backcourt for Morant. 8 seconds. 7 seconds. Jones waits beyond the three-point line. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Morant into the lane. Spins. Hangs. Floats. It's good! Zeros on the clock. Morant wins the game in his return. 25 games later, the Grizzlies have shown they are going to make a charge back into the Western Conference picture.
Well,
okay. Well,
it seemed that way in the moment.
It certainly did seem that way in the moment. You were there? Were you there? You were in New Orleans.
Yep.
Yeah. Where were you sitting?
I was sitting sort of behind that basket, but over to the left a little bit. So up and back into the left, if you're doing the JFK scene, Oliver Stone. But back into the left. So I wasn't like right. It wasn't right in front of me, but I was on that end of the floor.
All right, and then we have the TV call as well. Let's see if they make any reckless predictions.
A chance to win it in his return. Here goes Moran. He scores. Moran scores, and the timer expires. Count the basket, and Ja Morant wins it for the Grizzlies. Show-stopping performance by Ja Morant.
Wow.
And it wasn't just the moment. It was sort of the lead-up to it. Sort of this long, it's Ja's first game back from 25-game suspension. They're down, I think, 24 in the first half. They make it all the way back. And Ja, in the last 90 seconds of that game, that was his third go-ahead basket in the last 90 seconds. Wow. He has a go. He attacks, puts him up to Pelicans score. He attacks, he puts him up to Pelicans score. Then it comes down to, you know what, I guess it was 7 seconds or whatever when the play started, as Eric said. And this is and he does it a third time in a row. Not only does he do it, he does it at the buzzer, and then he lands right in front of the Grizzlies bench and his dad, and they just mob him immediately. Like you couldn't have drawn that up any better.
Well, you'll hear from Ja Monday. Will we hear from Ja Monday?
Yep.
Supposedly at the end of the season press conference. Jeffrey was asking, you can read the piece and see all 27 moments over at the Daily Memphian. There have been 3 years since Para took over that they haven't made the playoffs. And he was sort of, I was asking, was this the least consequential? I don't know how you phrase, I don't know what's consequential. We'll see how you consequential. Like, but here are the 3 years they didn't make the playoffs. 17-18, that was the year that Fizdale was fired. JB took over, right? And they didn't make the playoffs that year.
Right.
They actually started off pretty well that year, I think.
12-5, I believe.
Started off 12-5, and then it all came apart. And 18-19, they didn't make the playoffs. That was the year when they broke up the team.
They traded Gasol.
They traded Gasol and Conley
the next summer, right?
Yeah. We'll just call them the 3 seasons of misery. And then this year.
Well, you must be counting play-in as making the playoffs.
Yes.
Because the bubble year, they made the play-in, but they didn't make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. And then there was Ja's, yeah. That was Ja's rookie year.
Yeah.
That was clearly a good year because it was Ja's rookie year.
Right.
So there were, but they didn't make the playoffs. So you got 3 seasons of misery since Para has taken over. Which of those is the most miserable?
Well, I mean, this one is because you have to go down to get back up most of the time. And the down was pretty brief for the Grizzlies.
It was crazy how quick it was.
You can't expect to be good every year.
Yeah,
you know? But this is a break. This is a we've arrived and you didn't get. Maybe you will starting next season. I doubt it, but because it'd be a long time. You didn't get 7 straight playoffs like you did during the Grit and Grind era. You got 2, or maybe it was 3. It was 3, and because you had the Utah series, and then the year 2 that went 2, and then the Lakers. You got 3 playoff years, and then you got to get this gap year, this downturn, and you hope it turns right back up. And so this was a year when you were supposed to be a playoff team.
Right.
You know?
This is clearly the most disappointing in terms of expectations.
I think this is probably, and I haven't done the math, I probably won't. I just assume this is true.
Right.
If you look at, like, you know, the consensus preseason over and under projection and then where they ended up, this is the biggest gap in a negative sense in franchise history.
True. Yeah. That year that Fizdale was fired was probably a decent gap then as well. That was probably a decent
year. Yeah. I mean that was something that was clearly end of an era. Though.
It was
that was something that was trying to get propped up.
Right.
This should be this season was supposed to be the early prime of a long era.
Right.
And instead it sort of got knocked off the tracks.
So you're doing both games because Drew's getting married this weekend.
I am. If anyone wants to read some kind of game story, don't expect a long one. I mean, on either of these, but I will note that they happened and what the score was and all of that.
Sunday's interesting because they do. I think all the Eastern Conference games start at noon, and then all the Western Conference games start at 2:30. You have the Lakers, Sacramento, Golden State, and the Lakers right now are an 8, 9, and 10. So really all they're playing for is, and they're all tied at 45 and 35. So one of those teams will be in the first play-in game and get two bites at the apple, basically.
Yeah, and I think there's a real difference between those three seeds in terms of what they mean. I mean, right. You don't know what they mean in terms of what your first-round opponent would be if you get there.
Right.
Like, what would it mean to be the 7 versus the 8? But I think going on the road for a lose and you're out is not something anybody wants. You know, I think you would much rather be in that 8 seed than that 9 or 10. You know,
you'd much rather be at 8, and honestly, there's no question. And so, but what, it is amazing. You could literally have the Golden State and the Lakers at 9 and 10. And
that's the way it seemed to be headed all year, but now Sacramento's drifting down.
Yeah, and one of them will certainly be in that situation. You also have separate battles. There's still a battle for 6. Now, those teams can't drift down to 8, 9, and 10, it doesn't appear. But New Orleans is 6 right now, but only a game up on Phoenix. Right. And obviously, that's of great consequence.
Yeah, there are lots of games tonight. I can't remember the exact matchups, but there's like 5 games, I think, tonight in which both teams are still, like, you know, could shift around. Like Orlando, Philadelphia, I think is the big one. But there's, I think New Orleans plays somebody. Is it Phoenix or is it maybe it's Sacramento?
Yeah.
They play somebody who still has something to play for.
Chris, thanks very much. Appreciate it. You can read his piece over at the Daily Memphian.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.